Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The situation around UNRWA has been, well, in fact, it's the whole of the United Nations. We were speaking about it a little bit earlier, that the war has really exposed so many elements connected to the United Nations and exposed it, unfortunately, in the most terrible way possible. The largest culprit, I would say, would be UNRWA. And we certainly are seeing that since Israel has shut it down, that this is having consequences. Sean Sachs is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. He joins us this morning. Sean, thank you for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good to be back. And how are you? And a belated Mazel Tov.
Thank you very, very much. Let's just talk about the raids on, for example, the UNRWA Job Center, the shutting of schools in East Jerusalem since this agency has been banned. Give us the umbrella view, and then let's talk about some of those details.
Okay, so the umbrella view, as you appropriately mentioned it, goes back to Israel has had legitimate questions and issues with UNRWA for decades, but specifically after October 7th, when it was so blatant that a number of UNRWA individuals themselves were involved in the October 7th massacres, when it was just too much that UNRWA was spreading hatred and violence, that they were covering up all kinds of terrible things. Eventually, the Israeli government took a decision to stop all its relationships with UNRWA and actually ban UNRWA operations in Israeli territory that included Jerusalem.
Right.
That is the overall view. Now, 2 months ago, Israel said it would enforce this decision, and it actually gave notice to a number of UNRWA schools in Jerusalem, a number of UNRWA centers in Jerusalem, some, and said by mid-February, these schools, these institutions, are no longer welcome in Israel. They will be acting against Israeli law. They need to be shut. And UNRWA ignored it. And that's where we are today. So, and I'm sure now you want to ask the question about what happened in Jerusalem.
Right. Well, even before we get there, did UNRWA ignore it as an act of defiance? Or did UNRWA ignore it because they thought, well, probably Israel's not going to do very much about it?
Well, I don't want to speak too much to UNRWA's thinking, but UNRWA has played a double game since the very beginning. When Israel showed evidence, not just accused UNRWA of spreading malicious hate and anti-Semitism in its school textbooks, in the Palestinian Authority, in Jordan, in Syria, UNRWA's response was, well, we don't take responsibility for that because we have to listen to the laws of the country we're in. That's very interesting because now Israel has said, you're acting illegally, we're shutting you down. And now UNRWA goes back and said, but we have certain principles and you can't shut us down. It's that double game. That Israel said, you have people that were involved in October 7th. UNRWA said, we'll investigate, we didn't know about them. But a couple of years ago, UNRWA acknowledged that they had many Hamas operatives working for them. They're constantly playing this double game. And the latest example is when UNRWA schools were used as Hamas shelters. UNRWA said they weren't being used at the time, so it's kind of okay that Hamas was there. We don't have any responsibility for it. When they're caught red-handed, they deny responsibility. But when they actually have to take action, suddenly they find it very difficult.
In other words, there hasn't been any form of responsibility, taking of responsibility over this period, even though it is so clear, there is so much evidence to show how UNRWA and Hamas were very, very closely linked.
Absolutely. And it goes back many, many years. And we're even seeing repercussions, not just in Israel and the closing of UNRWA facilities in Jerusalem. We're seeing this around the world. The Swiss government just recently upheld a decision to stop funding UNRWA. The Dutch government has withheld UNRWA funding. Sweden is withholding UNRWA funding. And all of these are repercussions because UNRWA was caught being part of Hamas, using Hamas centers. UNRWA activists were involved in October 7th. And rather than take action, UNRWA denied and denied and denied and ran and claimed that they're running investigations. But now they actually are facing repercussions. And I think as a UN body, they felt that they were shielded and they could get away quite literally with murder forever.
Right.
But now, the like everything else, the chickens are coming home to roost, and UNRWA needs to be held accountable for their hatred, their anti-Semitism, and in some cases, the fact that their activists were involved in October 7.
Let's talk about what happened in Jerusalem. What was the story there?
Right. So there are a number of UNRWA schools in Jerusalem, and there are also other centers. So this specifically was a UN job center in Kalandia, which is on the eastern edge of Jerusalem. And the Jerusalem municipality gave UNRWA 2 weeks notice. They gave them a week's notice, and they said yesterday, if this particular center isn't shut down, it is against the law. The municipality will call in the police and it will be evicted. And that's exactly what happened. So the Israeli police moved into the center. It's actually a very large compound. A number of the students, now they're not really students, these are more 18, 19, and 20 year olds, were there at the center. And they began rioting. Police used rubber bullets, police used tear gas, and the center was eventually evicted. Now, again, this is all in accordance with Israeli law. The UN personnel, the UNRWA personnel, were given weeks' notice that this would happen. And rather than take notice, they invited more people to come there because they knew there was potential for some type of altercation.
Right. And it's a filming opportunity.
Absolutely, which UNRWA enjoys the publicity. And once again, they show their cards. It's quite easy for them, and they enjoy when they can show Israel as the bad guys. But they're the ones who are contravening the law in the first place.
Absolutely remarkable. Either way now, so are these schools and UNRWA offices, are they now closed?
Yes, they are. And there are a few more in Jerusalem that are also facing eviction. But yeah, there are the main UNRWA center in Jerusalem, and a number of schools and this center and others have been closed, and there are more to go.
Absolutely incredible. And it really does take courage to be able to do so. Has there been significant or any backlash in terms, a political backlash, in terms of what Israel has done in this regard?
Actually, not yet. And that has been a very positive sign, because the countries you would imagine to be backing UNRWA also realize that this is a corrupt organization. And many European countries themselves have stopped funding UNRWA. So it would be, I think many of UNRWA's backers realize it would be totally hypocritical of them to stop funding UNRWA, but then criticize Israel for closing down the organizations that they realize are corrupt too. So there actually hasn't been major backlash, although probably later this week we will see at the UN General Assembly, I'm sure UN General Secretary will have something to say, and other members of the UN will have something to say, but they are irrelevant and will be ignored by Israel.
That is where we leave it. What a fascinating turn of events, and yet another consequence of this war. Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher at NGO Monitor.